This is Deirdre Nealon, editor of The Healing Muse, with tonight's selections. We talk a lot about the human spirit, how it survives unimaginable tragedies. We also get at The Healing Muse many poems from people who do yoga. Yoga must be some kind of wonderful, transforming, poetic device. The first poem I'm going to read is by Charlene Langfer. It's called The Lotus of Endurance. Endurance may not be the right word for it, for what's within us when we're not quite us, when waiting for the old us we know so well to return a missing part of our lives. I read about two Buddhist monks who walk 800 miles over 2 years of travel, and every three steps they bow until they reach the city of 10,000 Buddhas. This seems like a big-time kind of endurance to me. Bowing, of course, is a Buddhist practice intended to achieve certain benefits, a golden complexion, to reestablish a love for the routines of life, to purify the being, to achieve enlightenment. I'm talking about forms of happiness here, the real deal. Variations of bows abound. You may, for example, while bowing, place your hand on your throat to gain 60 extra nuances. The idea that practicing endurance, one bow by one, another by another, will keep us enlightened, keep hard times endurable, is part of the monk's journey. So I practice endurance too. Imagine its lotus promises. Rise up over what ails me with a well-studied bow, the graceful one. Each of us has one, the one within, my own lotus of endurance. The next poem I'd like to read is by Linda Albert, and it's called Of Physicists and Elegies, and it talks about how we endure loss. Nothing is ever lost, so say the physicists. Matter transforms. Ice to water, water air, bulb peony, mountain cave, mother egg, boy dust. It doesn't help to know this. My go-with-everything black jacket, its silver snaps, celestial ash, or unreturned in some illicit closet, the patience I once had, the firmer flesh of arm and thigh transmuted badly, full to empty, hard to soft. My college roommate, dead since April, plays her fiddle where only angels get to hear. The dopamine commands that tell my husband's leg to move escape. His vocal cords cannot connect. The whisper dial tone of his voice, a maddening wrong number. I want them back the way they were. The way they were, I want them. I mourn for silver snaps, concertos, husband, friend, flesh firm, vociferous, ironic, moving, ironic flesh, vociferous, firm and moving.